Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, praise the Lord, hallelujah, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that there is a word from the Lord on today. Glory to God. We thank God for all the listeners, amen, whether by radio, live, or by web. We thank everyone for tuning in each and every Sunday. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead with a couple of announcements. First of all, I want to make sure that you get all these announcements. Glory to God, because we have some awesome, awesome people, amen, ministers and elders and apostles and prophets and pastors that bring the word forth each and every day. Amen. It don't stop here. It comes live each and every day. So I want to make sure that you get it and tune in, amen, at your earliest convenience. Let's go ahead with our announcements. First of all, we have Faith Come By Hearing on Saturday. None other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. The show comes on at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Elder always bring a treat to the show. If you missed it, you can go back and hear the show on demand because all the shows are pre-recorded. So you can go back on Blog Talk and you can put in, amen, Faith Come By Hearing, and you will click on Elder's show that came on this past Saturday, and you can hear it. It was an awesome word. If you missed it, go back and hear it. It will still bring you some life, and it'll bring deliverance in your life. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little further on Sunday, we'll call the Hour Power. I am the first hour, Prophetess Martha Williams, and the show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And like I said, every show is pre-recorded. So we want you to come on in, get in where you fit in, and tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right there. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I want to encourage you to tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. Amen. Because Minister Elaine is going to tell you just like it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No sugarcoating over here. It's all real deal. So I want you to tune in next and hear what the Lord has laid on her heart to feed his people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I also want to encourage you to buy her book. Her book is on Amazon. It's a heart reflection. So you want to know what's in your heart, get a copy of the book. Glory to God. It's also, you can go on Facebook and you can click on the link and it will tell you exactly what to do, how to purchase and everything. And if you don't understand it, you can call me or any of the WOW team members and we will get you to Ministry Lane. Amen. So you don't have to say, well, I can't get to her. Yes, you can get to her. Hallelujah. And a lot of you have Amazon's account, you know, and it's on there. If you go on there and pull it up and it'll come right up. Glory to God. So I encourage you to get a copy of her book and don't forget to tune in 30 minutes later after my show and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. And if you move on up, we have Tuesday night Power Impact Team. Amen. Glory to God. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 plus 8 Central and 9 Eastern Standard Time. If you need a life coach, a mentor, marriage counselor, spiritual leader, I encourage you to go on Facebook and hook up. You can go ahead and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Just inbox them and tell them what you want, and they will get back with you. Glory to God. I know sometimes you say you can go on Facebook and you can inbox some people and they don't get back with you, but I can guarantee you, you go and inbox them, they'll get back with you. They'll give you a call. Make sure, amen, if you want to leave your number for them to give you a call or whatever you may want to email you back, whatever, make sure everything is in place so they can get back in touch with you. Glory to God. Amen. And I want to encourage you to also partner. And in partnering, you will receive many perks. We only ask you for $25 or more. That's not a lot. You know, a lot of times you go out and eat, you spent that much in one meal. And sometimes you don't even have enough for the second day, you know. Glory to God. But with this, amen, you can get it, amen, $25 a month, and you'll get fed all week. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. That's what you need right there. Hallelujah. So I encourage you to come on and partner with us. Come on in where you get in. Amen. You got to fit right through the door, so come on in. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to open up my line at this time for anyone who desires prayer. Just press the 1, and I will bring you in. And if not, then we're going to move on down the line on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't see anybody press the 1, so we're going to go ahead and do our opening prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for another glorious day that you have spared our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, to just come in and do your office work, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, you know what the need may be, oh Father, that they have petitioned you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I know you're a God that answers prayers, oh, Lord. You are a healer, Lord God. You are a miracle-working God. So, Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for whatever, Lord God, the need may be. Lord, you answer the need in the name of Jesus. So, God, we know that you know. You know the secret things, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for this day that you have allowed us to be in, oh, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for healing that's taking place as I speak right now, Lord God, those that are hurting, Lord God, whether it's mental or physical, Lord, you can take care of every need because you are an awesome God. You are a right now God. You are an old time God. So, Father God, we just say thank you, Lord God, for everything that you're doing, all things that you're about to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you know all things, Lord. You're everywhere that we need you to be, Lord God. You're on the jobs. You're in the hospitals. You're in the nursing homes, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, so nothing catches you by surprise, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know that your will be done here today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's your will that brought us here and brought us this far. So, Father, we just say thank you, Lord. Father God, for every pain that they go through, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to move it and replace it with your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, oh, Lord God, because nothing is too hard for you in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for those loved ones, Lord, that are listening under the sound of my voice. They shall be saved, Lord God, according to your word and your will, Lord. Father God, we ask you to give those, Lord God, that are listening, Lord God, and those, Lord God, that are not listening, that you send the prayer out through the land, all across the nation, Lord, to give them wisdom and knowledge in these last evil days, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, to give them a heart to want to turn around, Lord God, and come back to you, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Whatever evil is standing in their way, Lord God, we ask you to move it, Lord God, with your power, Lord God, and your strength, not in ours, Lord, but we know as we petition you to do it, Lord God, you can move a mountain. You'll make every crooked road straight, right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, those, Lord God, that think they're losing their mind, we know, Lord, you say you'll keep them in their right mind if they keep their mind stayed on you, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your heavenly name on high, because we know, Lord God, everything that we need, all that we desire is in you. So, Father, we just lift you up on this day with a hallelujah praise to the top of the mountain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Every mountain, Lord God, we know, Lord God, you can move it. We know in the name of Jesus, because you said, Lord God, you stand and stand there for and see the salvation of the Lord and watch him move every mountain because he is a mountain mover. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, we give you glory, and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't know what mountain you may be facing on today, but you know what? God can move it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So many times, you know, people say, well, I got the faith, you know, I got mountain moving faith, glory to God. But listen, if you don't have faith enough, yeah, you dealt faith the size of a mustard seed, but your faith should be growing. All during the years, there should be something that came in your life to grow your faith. You should read the word to help grow your faith, glory to God. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. He can only help you with that you will admit. If there are some things that's going on in your life and you know they ain't right, hallelujah. You know, you got to ask him, say, Lord, I need help with this. Don't be ashamed, amen, to bring it before him. You don't always have to go and run and tell nobody, but if you feel like you need somebody to pray with you, then do that, amen. I'm not saying go and get anybody. You know, some people won't. They won't pray the right prayer. I'll put it like that. But there are those that will help you to get your prayer needs met, to get your prayer through, amen, glory to God. Hallelujah, because you know there's a principalities in the dark place, hallelujah. When you release the prayer, he's there to grab it, hallelujah. But do you go back and continue to contend to the faith that lies within you? So you know what, Lord, I prayed this prayer, and now I'm coming back to you a second, a third, a fourth. I said this on last week, and somebody, amen, prayers, they've been praying and they are hindered. Hallelujah, glory to God. But continue on. And if you need somebody to help you, like I said, get some help. Hallelujah. We'll help us one to another. Because we want to see you get your prayer needs met. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be coming today from Acts chapter 16, verse 16. Let me repeat that again. Acts, A-C-T, hallelujah. Chapter 16, verse 16. Acts 16, verse 16 is where I'm going to start. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the title of my message today will be The Midnight Hour. You know, there used to be a song, I'm going to wait till the midnight hour. Oh, y'all know what I'm talking about. You know, some of y'all ain't been saved all your life. Amen. Glory to God. You know, as all of war, okay? But it's okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue on. The Midnight Hour. Verse 16, and it came to pass as it went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. We're talking about Paul and Silas here, glory to God. And this woman, amen, they met her. She was a soothsayer. Y'all know them fortune tellers, and they come, and amen, they'll tell you, you know, you go to them, and you say, this going to happen, that going to happen, you know. Come on, y'all know people that even go there and even go and practice witchcraft and do all kinds of things, want to people to do what they want them to do. Y'all know who I'm talking about. Come on, don't act like you don't know. Come on, you done heard of them, amen. You know, some people done went to them even in past life, you know. Glory to God. Let's move on. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. You know, she was crying in behind them saying, oh, this is a true man of God. These are true men of God. They're showing us the way to salvation. You know, those spirits know true men and women of God. They can pick it up. Them spirits know you. Remember, he said, you know, Jesus, I know, but who are you? When they went in there, the seven sons of Sceva, amen, and, you know, they went in there and they beat them up. Some spirits beat them up, tore the clothes off, and they had to go out running naked, glory to God, because they didn't know them, because they weren't stuck, they weren't prayed up, wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in the Holy Ghost. That's why, glory to God. That's the place you got to be in to be casting spirits out. So don't let it fool you. Everybody can't cast a spirit out. Hallelujah. And let me tell you, you go in and try to cast it out sometimes, amen, it'll get on you. If you don't know what you're doing, leave them alone. Hallelujah. But see, this spirit recognized Paul and Silas. Hallelujah. They can tell, amen, that they came to tell them about salvation, you know, and she did. And just think, she kept crying in behind them, trying to tell them, this spirit follows God. These are God's people. These are the Most High God people. She kept going in behind them, crying out. You know, telling them who they were. Glory to God. So, see, it recognized who they were. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 18. And this did she many days, But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, oh, listen, Paul got tired of her going in behind her, crying out. It was crying out. The Spirit was just hollering and saying, yes, these are people of the Most High God. Hallelujah. So Paul got tired of it. So let's see what Paul did. He said, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. Hallelujah. Now, you see, that's how it's supposed to be done. You know, some people think you got the quake, shake, and all. No. And if you ain't in that lane, so please don't go there. Hallelujah. It takes something. You got to walk with the Lord a good long time, and you got to understand how to do it and know when to do it and when not to do it. Glory to God. That's why I tell you to come on and get what you need so you can go out and cast them devils out. Hallelujah. But don't mess with them. And, you know, a lot of times, this is what I want to say to also. I hear people saying the Spirit. What spirit are you talking about? Understand, there are many, many spirits out there. So when you say Spirit, amen, you got to say the Holy Spirit led me to do. Don't be afraid to talk about the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid to mention his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many times people are, yes, the Spirit told me. Well, what spirit told you that? Hallelujah. Because there's a lot of spirits out there speaking, and you can conjure up some things. Hallelujah. So just make sure you're talking about the Holy Spirit that I know. Because I asked, I said, what spirit are you talking about? Was it the Holy Spirit or what? Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Because if you don't say Holy Spirit, then I'm going to think, well, you went out there and conjured up something. Hallelujah. It's okay, amen. Just remember, make sure, amen, you say Holy Spirit led me to do this, the Holy Spirit. And that way you won't fall into that place. Look at this woman right here, this fortune telling all that. And then Paul had to end up casting it out. He got tired of it. Hold up. Shut up in the name of Jesus. And come out, I command thee, in the name of Jesus. And what it did, it came out, and it had to come out right then. Because they were tied up, wrapped up, and tangled up in the Holy Ghost. So guess what? Amen. They could cast it out right then. Let's move on to verse 19. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they caught Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers. So they got upset right then because, see, that was their moneymaker. You know, she was going around and, you know, and people would come and give her money. They were using her to get their money. Glory to God. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. And that's what it is. It's always the middle man trying to get the other person money, right? So what she did, she would always, you know, they would go into her and she'll tell them, well, you know what, yeah, this is going to be your husband, this is going to be your wife, yes, and you're going to get this and you're going to get, come on now, glory to God. If you go to him and, you know, he'll work it out, and if you read this word, he'll tell you what you're going to get, what you ain't going to get, and what you can't have, amen. Let's get it again. He'll tell you what you're going to get, he'll tell you, amen, what you can't have, and he'll tell you what you have done. How about that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you don't need to go to them type people. Let's move on. Verse 20. Hallelujah. And brought them to the magistrate, saying, these men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. So you know what? They were mad right then because, you know, they had lost their money. Amen. They were complaining about them. They had cut off their supply. That's what really upset them because they didn't, you know, just think about it now. If they were just tending to their little old sheep, they probably weren't making a whole lot, you know, take the sheep to the slaughter, okay, and they can get that, get the fur cut off of them, amen, the coat, whatever you want to call it. And that's what they were getting. But just think about it. When they were using her, that was their side money, okay? You know how some of y'all had other extra money hid back from yourself, and hallelujah, glory to God. And that's what they side money, hallelujah, glory to God. And they didn't like that. So guess what? They said, these men are talking something that they shouldn't even be saying. But we don't like that because now they done cast the spirit out of her. So now she can't do it anymore. Hallelujah. Just think about it when they cast it out. Can you imagine? Amen. I was thinking in my mind, you know, she probably, amen, after they cast it out, then she realized, oh, my God, that was not of God. So I shouldn't have been doing that, okay? And they didn't like that. Said he was causing trouble because they're going around talking about Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes people say you are a troublemaker. And they call people that. But whenever you're in Christ Jesus and you're doing the right thing, hallelujah, people ain't going to like you. I'm going to tell you that now. Don't think they're going to like you. The world loves its own, and they love their own people because they're doing the same thing that they're doing, hallelujah. They don't like it at all. I'm going to tell you that now, hallelujah. For so many years, you know, Christians have been tormented, and they really ain't been beaten, you know, physically, but guess what? Mentally, people beat them, amen, with their mouth, hallelujah, by talking about them and slandering them just because they love the Lord, hallelujah. But you got to remember, amen, you got to stand up and stand tall in this world, and don't let nobody take your faith. Let nobody take your righteousness. I don't care who it is. I don't care if they come. Remember how the devil took Jesus to the mountaintop and he said, look at all this. Well, guess what? He had all that. Glory to God. Huh? And if you're in the kingdom of God, then guess what? You got all that. Hallelujah. All that belonged to you and more. Hallelujah. My God. So don't let nobody come and belittle you. Glory to God. Say, I already got all that. Hallelujah. It ain't nothing and no person, amen, can give you all that. So just remember that. Let's move on. Verse 21. Hallelujah. And teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. He was saying they're teaching the wrong thing. But see, they didn't know who really they were. Hallelujah. They really didn't know them. Let's move on. I'm going to show you what I'm talking about. Verse 22. And the multitudes rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. Ah, you see what right here? They were believing, amen. You know how people will raise up against you? People don't even know you. They won't even like you and know nothing about you. You can meet, sometimes you can go in a place and on a different job, I'll just say, and people say, well, you know what? No, I don't like her. And then they'll bring all matters of things against you, and then they'll tell somebody else, and they'll have that person not like you, and that person will go to somebody else off what one person said. See right here? Because they didn't like it, because he had cut off their supply, cut off their money supply, and they didn't like it. That's why they were going against him, hallelujah. Didn't even know him, glory to God. In other words, if they had known who Jesus was, they wouldn't have never did that. Let's move it on, hallelujah. And they beat them, and when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging them, the jailer, to keep them safe. He was telling the jailer, don't you let them go, and you better not let them out. And they put them in prison. They beat them all because they was trying to tell them what they could do, amen, to be saved, to confess Jesus is Lord. And they didn't like it, hallelujah. You know, sometimes people will like the way they live, but it's up to us, amen, as you are a believer, to pull someone else into the kingdom of God. It's up to us to go out and tell others. It's not for you. He saved you so you can go and back and get your family out. He saved you so you can go and stand in the gap for them unsaved loved ones that you got and other people, and you could tell them about Jesus Christ. Glory to God. He pulled you out of the dungeon so you can go and pull somebody else out. So don't think he just pulled you out so he can bless you, but he pulled you out so you can go and be a blessing to others. Glory to God. The gift is not for me, but the gift is to use, amen, as he see fit to use it in this earth. Hallelujah. Right now, there are a lot of people that need what I got. There's a lot of people that need what you got. Hallelujah. If it ain't just one scripture that you, you know, Jesus died and rose on the third day, amen. Do you believe? Amen. Now you are blood-washed, born believer. Glory to God. Whatever you got, hallelujah. Use John 3:16, glory to God. For God so loved the world, amen, that he gave his only begotten son. Now, if you don't know that one, you need to get that one, glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. In other words, he put them in prison, and he put chains on their feet. He bound them up. You know, they wear them little ankle, not them little ankle bracelets, amen, glory to God, that they wear now, you know, your own house arrest. They put them in anklets. They were big chains, and they bound them up, hallelujah. Ah, my God. You see, let me tell you something about that, hallelujah. When you are in Christ Jesus, I don't care what you think you're bound with. You know what? If you start doing just what I'm going to read here, then things will break loose. It's time out, amen, for giving in so quickly. It's time out for throwing in the towel. I don't care what's going on, glory to God. Just be prayerful minded. Pray every day, hallelujah. Every day, all day if you have to. That don't mean you pray. Listen, you don't have to just get down on your knees, amen. You can pray when it comes up in your mind, pray. You watching TV, amen, go ahead and pray. Because sometimes things will happen at that moment. You need to stop and pray. Don't wait till, you know what, I'm going to wait till I get home. And this person will tell you sometimes, well, sometimes people will say, well, will you pray for me? And guess what you do? You go home and you don't forgot all about it. You don't even pray. So you don't have to wait like that. You can pray anywhere. You can pray in your car. You can pray in the bathroom. You know, that's where some of y'all spend some time. So come on, you can pray in the bathroom. It doesn't matter. Glory to God. Just remember to pray. If a man ought always pray and not faint. So remember to lift up, amen, that person unto the Lord. Lord, if they ain't saved, I want you to save them. That person you saw going in the club, the person you saw, amen, that has a gambling debt, that person you saw ain't living right, whatever, pray. Hallelujah. Let me show you right here. Amen. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Now, you can imagine all them prisoners in there, and they singing, every praise is to our God, every word of worship. Can you imagine that they are never singing praises to the Lord, our God? Now, they bound in chains, okay, around their ankles, around their hands, and they're bound. Hallelujah. But they began to praise the Lord, even though the situation they were in. When you're in a situation, remember to praise God, because that thing has got to break. Hallelujah. And if you can't, then put on you some music, amen, to help you to get in that place to where you're praising God and that thing starts to break. Even though you're bound up and wrapped up and tied up, sometimes you think you're in your darkest hour. Put on music and it will help you to break those chains and destroy that yoke, hallelujah, that's got you bound. Glory to God. And the best thing that I know to tell you to do, stop listening, amen, at negative people. Amen. I don't like negative people, amen. I don't like that spirit. I like the person. I love them. But I don't like that spirit, that negative spirit. Because somebody always coming to you with some negativity, and the next thing you know, it's going to get in you. And the next thing you know, you're going to be talking negative also. You know, thank God for what he's doing in this season. Hallelujah. And you say, Lord, don't do it without me, whatever it is. Don't do it without me, Lord God. Don't leave me out. Okay, and then he come and he blesses you. Maybe not what you want, but he's giving you something. Hallelujah. Glory to, oh, my God. And then you go complain about that. But you ought to appreciate what he got, what he's given you. And understand he'll give you more. Because he said, if I can trust you with a little, then I'll give you much. But he got to see if he can trust you with a little bit first. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 26. Glory to God. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed. Oh, my God. You see what praises did? Hallelujah. They were praising God and praying, hallelujah, glory to God. My God, it'll break some stuff off you. It'll loose some chains, amen, that got you bound. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you listen to some of the worship songs, you know, amen, at the time, if you're really, really bound, you're going to have to put something with a little spice in it, amen, to shake some stuff loose. Then you can go and you'll begin to listen to the worship music, hallelujah, because you know what? After that, you're going to be ready and good to go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it did. It loosed those bands that was around their feet. It loosed those bands that was on their arm. It loosed those shackles, oh my God, off their feet. Good God Almighty. Even though they were bound in prison, even though you may be going through your midnight, don't forget to continue to praise the Lord. Don't leave him out. So many times when people get to going through things, they just leave him out of the equation, because you can hear him say, well, I don't know. I just don't know. Well, where is Jesus in all this? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you forget? Amen. He said, hallelujah, many of the afflictions of the righteous, but I shall deliver them out of them all. Did you forget? He said, come and call on me, and I will answer you by and by. Glory to God. Did he tell you something about my name? When you call upon Jesus, you know what I'll do. I'm coming, hallelujah. When you hear it, hallelujah. When he hears you say, Jesus, he's dispatching his angels. Don't you hear down there, glory to God. Someone is calling my name, glory to God. Hallelujah. So when you're going through, amen, don't forget to call on his name. Glory to God. Let's move on. My God, ain't it good? Some good stuff. Hallelujah. And the keeper of the prison awakening out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. See, he drew out his sword. But understand, hold up. He was asleep. He was knocked out in another world because he didn't even feel all that stuff was going on until he woke up. Hallelujah. Come on now. You know, he had put him in a deep sleep. Hallelujah. And he drew out his sword. My God. He was thinking that everybody was gone and he know what they was going to do to him if all the prisoners were gone. Hallelujah. That's what he was afraid of when he woke up. Hallelujah. And he drew out his sword and said, oh, my God, all the prisoners have escaped. And he drew out his sword to kill himself. Let's move to verse 39. And he called for a light. I'm sorry, let's move back up a little bit on 28. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Understand, Paul and Silas, they didn't go nowhere. The reason that they didn't go nowhere, because if they had left, then they would have aborted the mission. You see, it wasn't about them. It was about people getting saved. So if they had left at that time, then understand what I'm going to read now. It may not have happened. So let me read this. Amen. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas. Oh, my God. Look, if they had just left, hallelujah, glory to God, they would have aborted the mission, hallelujah. So, you know, you can't abort the mission, glory to God. You got to hold and hang in there. My God, let's move on down to verse 30. And brought them out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? At that point, he believed them. Because you understand, they could have got away, but they didn't, hallelujah. Because they knew it wasn't all about them, glory to God. It was about what was taking place. When they were praying and the foundation of the jail cell shook, the walls shook. Oh, my God. Understand what he'll do when he come. Amen. Glory to God. If things ain't going right for you, hallelujah, he'll come right there right on time. Everything around you will start to shake it and shift it, my God. And he will release it from you. Glory to God. I remember, amen, there were some things, amen, that was troubling me. Glory to God. And I'm like, Lord, you got to help me. I said, because this just ain't right. I don't like it, and it ain't right. Glory to God. That's how I communicate with him. Glory to God. And so I began to pray. I began to sing, amen, glory to God. I can make some pretty good tunes sometimes. Hallelujah. So when I began to pray and I began to sing praises to the Lord thy God, things began to fall off, amen. It's just like shackles on your feet. Amen, glory to God. And after I finished, I felt so much better. I continued to praise the Lord. So I'm telling you, it do work. You know, the Bible works, but you got to work it. Glory to God. You got to read it. You got to work it daily. Hallelujah. You can't just sometimes read one scripture. Yeah, you read that one and meditate on it. Yes, but you got to continue to read it daily. Don't just get that one, well, I done read all I'm going to do for this week. No, you're going to need some more. Hallelujah. So continue to read it. Hallelujah. So if they had left, then understand this may not have even happened. Glory to God. Let's read verse 31. And they said, believe on thee, Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. So he was when he asked him, what must I do? Because I see that y'all saved. I see that y'all follow Jesus Christ. And I want that. Hallelujah. So if they see you're following Jesus Christ, then guess what? They're going to say, I want that. I want what you got. Glory to God. Then you could tell them, believe on Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And you shall be saved. Let's move on to verse 32. And they spoke unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in his house. So everybody in his house was saved, glory to God, because they didn't abort the mission. They stayed there, hallelujah. They didn't leave. They didn't run out just because the doors were open, hallelujah. They stayed there. And then the jailer and everybody fell down at them and said, I want what y'all got. I need what you got. Tell me how I can get it. Glory to God. Let's move on. And he took them to the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized, he and all his straightway. Understand here, glory to God, because what the enemy made for bad, oh, my God, hallelujah, it was all God turned it around and he made it good. Now, Matthew 5 and 10 says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven, glory to God. So when you're persecuted for his name's sake, be ye glad, hallelujah. Don't give up, hallelujah. I know sometimes some things can knock you down, glory to God, because you want to go tell everybody I got saved and I'm this, you know, and I'm serving the Lord now, hallelujah. Oh, my God. And then guess what? Sometimes they say, well, you ain't who you say you is, you know, but you don't have to worry about that, hallelujah. As long as you know. And he knows that's all that matters. Let's move on to verse 35. And when it was day, the magistrate sent the sergeant, saying, let those men go. Okay, when they found out who they really, really was, then they're going to tell them to let them go. But I want to read this, amen. And I got time, amen, to go on down. I'm going to read this, and we're going to see who they are. Let's go to verse 36. And the keeper of the prison told this, saying to Paul, the magistrates have sent to let you go. Now, therefore, depart and go in peace. Hey, what do you think? When they heard about all that had went on and all the praying that was going on in the jail cells and how the foundations, amen, shook, hallelujah, then they want to let them go. Oh, now you want to let them go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They said, okay, go ahead. Let them out. We can't hold them no more. We know who they are. Thank you. Glory to God. But they knew they had done wrong. Hallelujah. Now they're fearing what was going to happen to them because they had did everything wrong. They just believed what these people say. Hallelujah. Because they had lost their money and everything and they were mad over here. Oh, my God, my God. But when they got to praying, amen, in the midnight hours and Paul and Silas began to pray and the foundations began to move in the jail, say, oh, good God Almighty, your foundation, amen, hallelujah. Hallelujah, is about to be shaken. Oh, my God, because he's about to shake some things up in your life. He ain't going to allow his people to continue to go through. Hallelujah. So this day, believe what he say, because he said he's there with you on every side. I don't care if you live in the north, the south, east, and the west. He's omnipotent. He's everywhere that you need him to be. He's all that you need. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some think they need, amen, glory to God, more. Yeah, you may need more, but let me ask you a question. Are you doing what you're supposed to do? Amen. With what you got. You got to be a good steward with what you got. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they fear. Hallelujah. They fear. Hallelujah. Come on. Oh, go ahead. Send them on out. They were scared, that is. Let me read on down. Hallelujah. Verse 37. But Paul said unto them, they have beaten us openly, uncondemned, being Romans, and have cast us into prison. And now, do they thrust us out privately? Nay, verily. But let them come themselves and fetch us out. Paul said, They done beat us, okay? In other words, they were Romans and they were right to a trial. But they didn't do none of that. They didn't do none of that. The Romans had a right to appeal the decision and a right to remain safe from torture, but they didn't do none of that. They just went ahead and convict them. You see how people will convict people, amen. They'll even say, well, you know what, they ain't no child of God. But the Bible said, be careful because some have entertained angels not knowing. So you can't say that these people are not walking with the Lord. Amen. Just be careful. Yes, a tree is known by the fruit it bears. So, amen, you can't judge, amen, the person, but you can judge the fruit on that tree. If you see bananas coming off an orange tree, you better run. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let them pray for you either. Glory to God. I'm telling you. If you're seeing plums coming off a grapevine, you better run. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. So now they want to just cast us away privately, like y'all can go on. In other words, they didn't want to have no more dealing with them. They were going to send the jailers, go ahead and you let them go. Hallelujah. Let them go on about their business private. But let me see what they said right here. And the sergeant told these words unto the magistrate, and they feared when they heard that they were Romans. And they came and besought them and brought them out and desired them to depart out of the city. And they went out of the prison and entered into the house of Lydia. And when they had seen the brethren, they comforted them and departed. Oh, you see what they did then after they found out who they really were. Now, amen, they told them, no, we ain't going to leave like that. It ain't going down like this. Then they done cast us out. No, they need to come and apologize to us. It ain't going down like that. You think we just going to walk out private? Y'all going to go ahead and kick us on out of here? Amen. Without them coming? No, it ain't going down like that. He said, let them come and apologize and tell, and we'll leave then. But other than that, we ain't going nowhere. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you're in your darkest midnight hour, begin to praise the Lord. Lift him up. Hallelujah. Give him all the glory, all the praise. Hallelujah. And sometimes when you get ready to do all that, I'm going to tell you, the phone going to ring. The door going to, somebody will knock on the door. Amen. Whenever you're in that zone, something's going to happen. So you might just want to shut all that down so you can get what you need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But they wanted to cast them out, just cast them aside. Y'all go ahead and take them on, the jailer. But he said, no, we ain't going down like that. We're not just going to go ahead and tuck tail and run. No, let them come and get us out ourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let them come and take us out. Hallelujah. So they waited on them, and what they do, they went in, amen, to take them out and apologize. And I read in one word, they said they will apologize to them. You know, hallelujah. Ain't that something, how people will condemn other people, saying that you ain't who you say you is, you know, you ain't no prophet, you ain't no man of God, you ain't no, look, just judge the tree, amen, and not the person. Judge the fruit you see falling from the tree. Like I said, if you see some bananas coming from a pear tree, you better run. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you see some plums coming off a peach tree, you better run. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, because you know it ain't of God. Hallelujah. My God. So don't run, but in your darkest hour, hallelujah, begin to praise him to get that thing shook loose sometimes. Sometimes you can be in a place, you think you're in your midnight hour, but you know what? He hears you. And Paul and Silas was in there bound up in chains. And when they began to pray, remember, everything just shook loose. He's about to shake some stuff up in your life. Glory to God. It ain't all about you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if you want to go on down this road, if you want to go down this road with Jesus Christ, hallelujah, you're going to have to allow him to shake some people off. You're going to have to allow him to shake some family off. Glory to God. Because everybody, amen, your family, oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You're too righteous and all this kind of stuff. You don't want to hear all that negative talk. Glory to God. You want to stand there for and get what you need. Now, especially a babe in Christ. You know, sometimes people can tear a babe in Christ down. You know, they say, well, you know what? Yeah, I know the Lord, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing that. Hallelujah. And I love the Lord. I'm going to church. I'm reading, and I'm studying his word, and I'm trying to walk in his will. Hallelujah. And isn't it something for somebody to come along and try to break them down, and they just now started, amen, glory to God. And it will happen. People will do that. They will do that. But you know that blood stain is going to be on your hand. I don't care if you're saved or unsaved, because you know better. Hallelujah. It don't matter. You know, so many times people say, well, I'm not going to give account of that because I don't know better. Let me tell you something. You done heard the pastor say it. You done heard the preacher, the teacher, the prophet. You done heard all these people talk about it. So you can't say you didn't say it. There's too much out there now. You can even get it on the internet, YouTube it, and all kinds, Google it, all kinds of stuff. So you can't say that now. You're going to be held accountable for what you know. Hallelujah. And that you hear, you're going to be held accountable. So be careful about tearing people down. I read in one translation, it says, even those that say they're anointed, don't bother them. Hallelujah. Don't you talk about them, because you're going to go through some stuff, because everything that you've done, hallelujah, you'll reap what you sow. And believe me, amen, you will get it. You may not get it like you think you're going to get it, but you're going to get it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We have a few minutes. Amen. Glory to God. Just remember to praise him in your midnight hour. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Give him glory, and he will come. Amen. Right away. And he'll see about you. I'm going to go down the line one more time and see if anybody wants prayer. If you desire prayer, amen. We have a few minutes. I'm opening the line back up because we got a few minutes. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in. You don't have to give me your name. Just tell me what area you're calling from and your prayer request. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, nobody pressed the 1, so I'm going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get ready, and we're just going to get ready and go over and hear Ministry Lane coming up next. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for the words you spoke on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father, let us hold fast, Lord God, to the confession of faith without wavering, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing, Lord God, that you're working patience in us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, even in the midnight hours as we begin to praise you, Lord God, and you begin to break, oh my God, every situation, Lord God, that's going on in our lives are loose. You begin to loose the chains that have had us bound, oh God. You begin to loose, God, oh my God. Everything is not like you, Lord God. Father God, we call it done, and we command it and decree and declare it on this day, Lord God. We command, Lord God, every wall that was built up, that it fall down right now in the name of Jesus. We decree and we declare, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every healing that's been held up, that it come right now, Lord God, just like it did whenever, Lord God, Paul said, I command thee, I command it in the name of Jesus, that healing take place on this land, in the name of Jesus. No more hindrance to the healing, no more hindrance for your ears. It shall come to pass right now in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. I command it by the Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. What are you believing God for? In the name of Jesus, it shall come to pass. Lord God, we cast out every, Lord God, deceiving spirit, every disbelief, in the name of Jesus, oh God. For we know, Lord God, you're a God that shall supply all needs, God, according to your riches and glory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, I command thee, Lord God, not to walk by the hearsayers no more, as they did in the word, because, Lord God, they were upset. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, we say, shut the lion's mouth, Lord. Shut the hearsayers mouth, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we release prosperity, Lord God, in the atmosphere, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that have been, Lord God, standing in the gap, Lord, those that have been retired, Lord God, those that have been giving, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and haven't received, Lord God, on their seed. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, whatever the need may be, Lord God, on this line, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to do a mighty work, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We command, Lord God, doors to come open. We command, Lord God, business to be started. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on right now, you know the right time, Lord God, to get in preparation, Lord God, to get, Lord God, in the right place so you can get your business started. In the mighty name of Jesus, we command, Lord God, every tree, Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, to bear good fruit according to your will and your word, oh Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We command strength, Lord God, to every ankle bone. We command strength to the knee bone, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. We command, Lord God, for ears to come open, blinded eyes to see again, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you honor, hey, and we give you praise. Oh, good God Almighty, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We command righteousness, Lord God, to walk and live by the word of God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, Jesus is real. Hallelujah. So you don't have to worry about nothing. Ain't no need in worrying. Glory to God. Because he's there and he's everything that you need him to be. In the mighty name of Jesus. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to reiterate a few announcements. Don't forget Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They're coming on with the fire already lit. Glory. Whenever they come on, hallelujah, online, that fire is already lit. Glory to God. And don't forget Elder coming on Saturday. Amen. Hallelujah. Just awesome, awesome. Don't forget next Sunday, hallelujah, Prophetess Martha Williams coming up first. Then Minister Elaine, the hour of power. She's the second hour of power. Hallelujah. Just keeping it real. Don't forget to purchase a book, The Heart Reflections. Hallelujah. You want to see the reflections of your heart. Hallelujah. Then you'll want to get this book. Glory to God. She is an author. Yes, and she published this book herself. So I'm encouraging you to hit her up. And if you need some help, amen, let me help you out. Now, for a small fee, she'll help you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation to Christ. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God, mold me. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in the name of Jesus Christ. Get in a Bible-believing church. Read your Bible daily. If you don't understand that there are so many, amen, Amplified, amen, NIV, and many, many, many more, amen, that breaks it down where you can understand it. Hallelujah. The scripture says the Bible is so simple, a fool may not err. So, you know, get it broke down to where you can understand it. And that way you can live by it. Glory to God. Because, you know, sometimes it's hard for you to live by something if you don't understand it. And so many times people got so much pride, they don't want to ask, what do it mean? Those new babes that's coming in, don't worry about that. Don't worry what people say. You know, go ahead and you want to get yours. You want to make sure that you're covered. Because, you know, hey, Jesus is to return soon because you can see everything that's going on and the different, amen, things that are going on, earthquakes and, you know, all the rioting and everything that's going on. Jesus is to return. So get in, amen, and stay in, hallelujah. You got to have some staying power, hallelujah. And how you going to get it, that's through going through a ministry that's got the power to help you and got the knowledge and wisdom to help you. So I encourage you to hook up with Apostle and Pastor online, and they can help you and walk you through it, or any of us on the WOW team that you may need. If you can't get in touch with them, like I said, get in touch with us, and we'll hook you up. Amen. Glory to God. I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to give the benediction. And don't forget to go get your sip of water. The next 30 minutes, you'll be hearing Minister Elaine Jackson, and she'll be coming to you live, a voice of truth, Worldwide Ministries. Now, unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Amen. Have an awesome, awesome week and the rest of the day. Amen.